News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, RTE has set out plans to move the production of Fair City and The Late Late Show from its Montrose base in Dublin as part of a new master plan to revive the national broadcaster after a deep governance scandal. And here is RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst speaking to The Hard Shoulder yesterday.
We've got to demonstrate really robust financial management, transparency, that we are looking after the hard-earned money that people spend on RTE and spending it in a way that provides value for money for audiences. And then lastly, at the end of this five-year plan, we've done the numbers, they've been tested by New Era. RTE will be a sustainable organisation financially, so it'll be able to stand on its own two feet and not come back looking for continual extra funding from government.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by Trevor Keegan, Chair of the RTE National Union of Journalists, and Michael Kelly, Independent Broadcasters of Ireland Chief Executive. Good morning to you both. Trevor, I'm going to come to you first of all. This package, 400 redundancies, a fifth of staff outside Dublin now going forward, putting The Late Late Show and Fair City off-site. When I hear those manoeuvres, it strikes me that there is a thread running through all of this, that staff in RTE are seen as a problem and staff in RTE's work practices are seen as an issue, because I can see no other reason why you're moving things out of Dublin and why you're moving things off-site.
Good morning, Ciara. And I agree. It's staff that are suffering the brunt of problems that they did not cause or perpetuate. And we have serious reservations about the plans and some of the vague language around those plans. Moving off-site, in our eyes, that's outsourcing and to some degree privatisation of some programmes.
Well, I think that is what it is, and I was trying to find some explanation for the move off-site. Is it, and I'm putting it to you as someone who's involved in the union, is it that working practices are so restrictive and expensive in RTE that it's cheaper for them to outsource it, and that's what's actually happening here?
I would not say that work practices are restrictive at all. In fact, I think our staff are more than proving that they are bending to new ways of working and bending to a new RTE. And we agree that things have had to change, but these are problems caused by management. And it seems that government as well is further accentuating this problem, because they are the ones who have hamstrung us in terms of funding for so long. Now it seems to be that, yes, we will give you possibly a new funding model, but we're not too sure what that might be yet. And secondly, we'll give you a tranche of cash, but you have to be the best boys in class and behave and do as we call by pulling the purse strings, which is basically saying that we're going to force you to get rid of 400 staff, possibly more maybe down the road. That's still not clear. And secondly, that means we're forcing staff who now have proper rights for workers, proper terms and conditions, they're being forced into a gig economy in production companies who don't have the same rights and won't have the same prospects, and they're killing broadcasting for a future generation. I recently had interns visit us, and after starting in the organisation, Ciara, they came around the building, and their enthusiasm for broadcasting and what we do and how we do it in this industry was infectious.
Yeah, no, I'm quite
that
sure.
That means they won't have a future in RTE. They won't necessarily have a future in independent production.
Can I ask you about the 400 redundancies? Do you think that there will be 400 people in RTE who will volunteer to become redundant?
On the ground, there is a lot of people who are possibly towards the end of their careers who see that they could end up with a lump sum. And where will they go when they leave into independent production companies to make more money off RTE? I mean, it is a bit of a double-edged sword, but there is a lot of appetite among staff who, and many people come up to me on a daily basis. I'm walking around the campus, I get stopped by people. They are sad.
Yeah, I know. I accept happening. That the morale is has been deeply bruised. Let me bring in Michael Kelly of Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Michael, your reaction, I suppose, to what's happening in RTE and the funding model, for example, what do you make of it?
Well, the first point I'd make is that the survival of broadcasting in Ireland is not just about RTE. And our concern has been that this issue is being dealt with in isolation.
No, keep going.
And I suppose our difficulty is that this issue has been dealt with really in isolation. There's been blatant unfairness in the sense that RTE is receiving huge sums of money from either the taxpayer or the various broadcasting licences. Our sector is behind. And of course, we've the crisis caused by the cost of living increases. And that really means that our sector and just the news and current affairs part of our sector is in crisis at the moment. So, and I'd just like to emphasise to your listeners who are in buses or trains. Or,
well, our listeners are listening in the independent sector because that's who we are.
Exactly. And I'd just like to emphasise to them that we're not looking for any additional money from them. We believe that the funding for the independent sector, which would be an equitable type of funding, could be accomplished through a very small proportion of the amount set aside for RTE. Now, the RTE asks, unfortunately, are a bit of a moving target. I saw at the weekend they were looking for, or reported to be looking for, something as much as 250 million. Now, we've been a lot more conservative in our number crunching. And what I've said is that if there was a fund of 180 million, perhaps, so a lot less than RTE are reported to be looking for, we believe that our sector, for about 5% of that, could actually continue to provide the service we're doing for at least the next year.
Let me bring you back in, Trevor. You heard what Michael is saying. I know you're saying people are forced out of RTE and into a gig economy and all of that. But there is a vibrant independent broadcasting sector. I'm speaking to you from a studio as part of it. And, you know, we don't have the kind of supports. We are leaner than RTE. But is that not part of the issue, that people perceive RTE to be a gravy train? I know you were saying about that you've a poor funding model and government hasn't given you enough money. But all of the stuff that came out during the Oireachtas committees about how RTE was spending its money appalled people.
And it appalled us, Ciara, as well. But can I just make a few points in terms of the independent sector? We totally agree that a reformed licence fee, and some of it at the moment does go towards the independent sector, but obviously not enough. But we agree that a reformed licence fee should be more appreciative and directed as well towards the independent sector and independent media. And we all want a healthy independent media in this country to continue. But unfortunately, a lot of work that people want to hear and listen to and see across RTE is work that you and News Talk won't touch because it's commercially not really viable. And these are still elements of broadcasting and social, creative and cultural life in Ireland that people want as part of their remit of public service broadcasting. Even say, for instance, I work in continuity and weather. In continuity on Sunday night, I sit through an RTE Radio 1 programmes that will not get made in the independent sector. Programmes like Southwind Blows, Rolling Wave, Drama. Drama is not being done in many countries across Europe. In fact, not anywhere else in Ireland. So radio drama is not being done either. So these are things, if people want a robust and healthy and really culturally important media, we need the licence fee. But we also still, as Michael was saying,
gentlemen,
there, we still need a healthy independent media.
Trevor Keegan, Chair of the RTE National Union of Journalists, and Michael Kelly, Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, Chief Executive. Thank you both very much for joining us on that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.